Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who save with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
SiriusXM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
What up? What up, everyone? This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, 10-year NFL defensive lineman, and you know I got my guys with me, 10 years as an NFL cornerback, former Pro Bowl corner for the Kansas City Chiefs, my guy, B-Flow, Brandon Flowers, and the guy that's been covering the Miami Dolphins for over 15 years as a beat writer, world-renowned NFL columnist, Omar Kelly. How are my guys doing on this Good Friday?
Man, good. Florida weather, feeling good outside.
It's nice outside.
I'm with my guys, about to talk football. Oh, yeah.
Let me say this about Florida and everybody else in your other states. You know, I hear you complain about the heat. Oh. The heat in Florida. I hear you complain about the weather in Florida, especially in the summertime. Take a look at your calendar. You take a look at your map, and you'll see that Florida is one of the coolest places right now.
They said it's been ridiculous in New York right now.
I know.
They said it's been bad.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. Texas, California, Texas.
Texas is 10:09. So I always say, yes, we suffer in July and August.
For sure.
But we're wearing slippers and shorts in December. Holla at me.
Definitely, man. If you want that good weather, come to Florida. And like, we have all these snowbirds, right? They come down here. We're around November and stuff. My thing is, if you can't stay in the kitchen when it's hot, don't come down here in the winter. You got to be able to be in Florida year round, man. Because, you know, we were bred for this heat. Man, we have a really good show today. We actually want to hear from our listeners on this fun Friday. We're discussing a lot today. And if you have an opinion on something or you just want to call in to us. 888-623-3646. Again, the number is 888-MAD-DOG-6. Let's go ahead and get into the show. The Arizona Cardinals are removing the independent study clause from Kyler Murray's contract. This is so damn ridiculous. And if the Cardinals were doing this because it was a distraction, guess what? It's an even bigger distraction now. We'll talk about that. Patrick Mahomes speaks out about being evaluated differently as a black quarterback. We'll hear from him on the subject. And we have exclusive clips from the next upcoming I Am Athlete podcast episode featuring 3-time Pro Bowl safety and Super Bowl champion Antrell Roll, which airs Monday at 12 Eastern. But first, good old Kirk Cousins has been the topic of discussion lately after his GM used some choice words in describing him and his play. Well, his receiver, Pro Bowl receiver Justin Jefferson, confirmed that Cousins did not join him and the rest of the Vikings receivers in Florida for a workout this offseason. Now, Justin Jefferson was talking to Chris Thomason of TwinsCity.com. And after their conversation, you know, Thomason took to Twitter and summarized their conversation. This is what he said. He said, Justin Jefferson on him and other Viking receivers having invited Kirk Cousins to throw to them in South Florida before camp. He's a family guy, so he likes to be with his family in the offseason and stuff. I don't blame him. So during that time, us receivers got together. Well, I guess Thomason saw all the negativity that was coming on with this tweet, so he had a follow-up tweet and said odd people would read something negative into this. Justin Jefferson had no issue with Kirk Cousins electing to work out at Michigan at his home and not throw to the Vikings wide receivers in Florida. Justin Jefferson spoke highly of Kirk Cousins, saying, I'm happy to be back with him and connecting again. Now, the Vikings have a new head coach. They have a new offense. Kevin O'Connell is the new head coach. So to me, I found this odd, B-Flo, because We know quarterbacks always try to steal reps, especially when you have a new system put in place. You know, you want to get with your receivers, work on that continuity and timing because this is a new playbook. So I understand being a family man. I'm a family man. In the offseason, I, you know, try to spend as much time with my family because I know for 6 months, I'm probably not going to see a majority of them. But you can't take 2-3 days, work on continuity, because there's always been some question marks about Kirk Cousins. Is he really truly an elite quarterback? Does he do everything he needs to do to be an elite quarterback? So do you think this is an indication of, you know, Kirk Cousins' lack of commitment to the Vikings?
I don't think this is a lack of commitment. You know, as you know, we only get what, 2 months off tops for the offseason.
When we first started playing, yes, but now it's different. It's different.
Nah, it's about 2 months.
They don't even go back till April 20th.
I'm sorry, dudes.
Before, remember when we came out? No, wait. We was back March 1st.
We was back pretty
it's
early.
It's different now. It's totally different now.
But think how fast offseason used to go, right? It usually feel like I get to chill with my fam for maybe a month. And then I'm back like training, right? Yeah. And I got my own regiment that I want to do and that I need to get back on track for, right? So that's all I think is going on here. Because usually when you hear quarterbacks throwing to their receiver core, usually the quarterback is the one
leading
who's
it.
Scheduling everything, right? And they was like, hey, this is what we're meeting at. This is what we're going to get our reps at. Not the receivers inviting the quarterback. So I took it as like, listen, Kurt, like me and my wife had plans. My daughter, we had something to do. I'm in the middle of my workout.
I'm with like, all that.
I appreciate y'all young boys inviting me, but I kind of got my own schedule, my regimen. Like, hey, I'm in the middle of my program. Like, I got 35 days and I'm on my hits where I'm throwing the ball here.
That's
what like,
Sean Mannions and Kellen Mond and Nate Stanley are for.
Yeah, like y'all
they're going to be taking the number one reps when we start the season.
Let me ask you a question, dudes. Okay, and I'm defending Kirk Cousins from this standpoint.
Okay.
Did he attend OTAs that are voluntary?
He did.
Did he attend minicamp?
He did.
That's not voluntary. Okay.
That's not voluntary.
So he did what his responsibilities were. What are 2 days of me coming down to Florida and hanging out with the boys and possibly going to holler at some hoes because you know that's what's happening?
You know what it is? That's why there's a difference between him and Russell Wilson, him and Tom Brady. Tom Brady again, got kids. Russell Wilson got kids.
They're the one who orchestrate these workouts. You see everybody come that's to what I'm saying. So
you don't think that's an issue that he's not doing that?
And if he doesn't do that, that is an issue.
That's
because
like
everybody
do
does. Try, all the great quarterbacks does. They do try to steal reps, but they come to their environment, right? Yeah. So when it was said that he didn't come down to Miami to these guys and when they throwing his, that didn't bother
why
me
why didn't
too
they
much.
Go to him?
That's the question.
That's what I'm saying. So why didn't Kirk Cousins set that up?
Okay, listen.
Like Brandon just said,
we don't know all the specifics about it. I will say this, and I can only talk based on my experience. The reporter who's put out these tweets and possibly put out the story.
Yeah.
I know he a shit starter.
Oh, you know
that. I know he is. So he can sit up here and play like, oh, I don't know why they, you know, felt this type of way or took this tweet this way. You knew what you was doing. I know you. I worked against you. I know you a shit starter. Mm. I know you would throw it against the wall and see if the shit sticks on the wall. Yeah. Kind of dude. Yeah. And then play victim. So putting this information out there, even though it might not look favorable to Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. Well, missing 2 days of a quarterback run private workout, will it impact his performance right now in training camp and the exhibition season and the 17 regular season games?
We don't know. Like Bifo said,
those two
quarterbacks
days
are always trying to steal reps. And we always talk about it, right? Bifo, it's the little things, right? It's the little things. Trying to steal reps, building continuity with your teammates. Not just on the field, off the field. You know how it is, Bifo. You want to build that continuity.
That man ain't feel threatened by Kellen Mond.
But maybe that's the problem. But he should be competing against himself. It shouldn't even be about Kellen Mond. Like, this is his last year in
so
the field.
So you're telling me he don't have chemistry with Justin Jefferson?
No, I'm
he
not saying he's a different offense.
I would say this. With him running a new offense, I hope they got some off-the-field work in together.
Thank you.
You have to have those moments.
I'm not arguing
you
got to
have
that
a weekend. But if he didn't do anything at all, and then he didn't come to this, then it's a problem.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive that they had to get some kind of work in.
Justin Jefferson would have said something about that.
He didn't. He didn't. He just said, listen, he's a family man. We respect
that. Are you going to dog the guy that's supposed to get you the ball?
If you feel like we didn't get any reps, he would have said something like, man, I would have loved to get some reps in and get on the same page.
He feels like he dry snitching now.
I don't feel a dry snitching this.
He might have been doing it without doing it.
What do you feel the dry snitching this is?
Because he said the man ain't come. You have to volunteer.
My thing is, if you guys did work out already, why is he making an emphasis on him not coming to the workout?
Yeah, but my thing is this. I think they kind of know, like, yo, we young, we in Miami, you know, we young, we in Miami. That's all I think Kirk Cousins is hearing, like, hey, come to Miami, come in. He's exactly. I'm not coming to Miami.
His wife and his kids, he was not going to come in this
environment. Are you grown or not? Stay your butt in the hotel after when they go out and party. Come on, man. Are you grown or not?
Maybe the wife got some trust issues. You don't know that number.
Saying for Justin Jefferson to be like, you know, he didn't come to our workouts. To be close point, to me, it makes it almost sound like they didn't do no workouts at all. Because if they did, you know how it is. Before somebody asked you that, he didn't come to our workouts, but we did some earlier. Yeah. And none of that was said.
Man, you talking about 2 days in Miami? Come on, bro.
That's why Tom Brady is Tom Brady and Russell Wilson is Russell Wilson and everybody else is who they are. And Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins.
So you think this goes to a lack of his commitment to the team and the Vikings?
You heard what the GM, and we talked about this in the intro, the GM had some choice words. We saw him and Mike Zimmer get into it on the sideline last year. I mean, if I'm him, there's no reason to be mad. To Omar Kelly's point, he's fleeced the NFL. Like, what? Guaranteed. He was the first guy to get guaranteed contract.
I didn't say fleeced.
Yeah, those were his words.
He has pimped the system better than anybody else has ever pimped the system.
So, I mean, if I'm him, what you mad about? You got all your money coming to you regardless. This is bigger than just your money. Like, if you really want to take a step, because we know the NFC North is down this year. If you want to take a step, because that's always been his issue. He can't win the big game. He finally won that playoff game versus Saints. Like, what do you want your legacy to be in? You know, to Omar's point, you've said this before, some players don't care about championships.
I think he does, though. He's the first quarterback in NFL history to get a fully guaranteed in NFL history to get a fully guaranteed contract as a free agent. After pimping the system 2 years as a franchise tag player.
Yeah, so like to me, it's bigger than, you know, not commitment, you know, to the Vikings. And what about the commitment to the other guys in the locker room? That's what it comes down to.
Okay, hold on, dudes. Answer this question to me, and we don't know the answers, but do you believe that Kirk Cousins is the first guy in and the last guy out of that building?
It's hard for me to say that. I don't know that locker room.
Okay. I've known him, and I've known his work ethic. I'm pretty sure to tell you he's at least one of the first guys in and the last guys out.
I respect that. That's what you're supposed to be as a quarterback, though.
Exactly. So how could you question his commitment because he don't want to come down for 2 days in Miami and chill with the boys?
I'm just saying you got a new offense. You got to work those nuances out. Continuity, again, before we talked about this, it's not just about on the field. It's that continuity off the field. It's like that brotherhood you have in the locker room.
He's
like,
too old for me hanging with these young boys. He ain't trying to go to Tootsie's.
I'm so stuck in the middle of this. Because, dudes, I know you need those extra.
You need those
the coaches
reps.
On the field. Like, listen, I know coach wants you to do this, but look, if I see this, I need you to do
without any interruptions
and any coaches around. But, Omar, I feel you 100%. Like, I am not flying down to Miami on these 2 days. They probably told him last minute, like, yo, next week we doing this. And he like, yo, I'm doing my own thing. Like, I'm preparing. I'm getting right. I got my quarterback coach up here. So we'll be all right. Like, we'll get it right in camp. So I'm so torn in the middle. But I don't think this goes into his lack of commitment because I honestly think that Kirk Cousins wants to win a championship. He wants to be that guy. He got that demeanor. Like, I'm just like that. Nonchalant.
I don't know. I don't believe he does.
I guarantee you he wants to win.
Come on, man. You wanted to win a championship, but did you value the money more?
Everybody values the money.
Does he really want to win a championship? Yes, he does. Is he about to sell his soul to get one? No, not really.
Yeah, we see because he ain't even getting with his team to work out. This is I Am Athlete tonight. I am your host. We say dudes, but with my guy,
man. He won them tootsies.
With my guy, B Flow, Brandon Flowers, and Omar Kelly. And we want to hear from you guys. What do you think about this Kirk Cousins situation? Give us a call, 888-623-3646, 888 Mad dog six. Now, earlier in the intro, I was telling you his GM had some choice words when he was describing Kirk Cousins, and GM Kwesi Adofo-Mensah had some choice words when he was talking about Kirk Cousins when on the USA Today. And Kirk Cousins had a response to that. But let's tell you what the GM said. This is what he said. He said, the Vikings do have a good quarterback, but he went on to say, we don't have Tom Brady. We don't have Patrick Mahomes. And with the Super Bowl, it's more likely to win if you have one of those guys at quarterback. It's very unlikely to have that quarterback. Well, of course, Kirk Cousins heard what his GM said about him. He had to respond to it. This is what he said.
I haven't given it much thought, you know, with training camp being so busy and consuming so much of our time. So I'm not too concerned about it. You want everybody is to be on the same page as much as possible. And certainly the head coach and quarterback falls under that umbrella. But I'd hate to have anybody not on the same page with the head coach or with one another in this building. It makes it harder to win.
Now, him talking about the head coach, I mean, there was rumors that him and Mike Zimmer did not get along. One of my ex-teammates, Ben Lieber, said that Mike Zimmer did not like Kirk Cousins, right? He was mad at him, supposedly, for not taking, you know, the vaccine and potentially, you know, missing some games because he didn't do it. But, Brandon Flowers, what do you think about the GM, the new GM, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah's comment about saying Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback, but he's not Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, what's the lie? Like, he's just telling the truth.
Can you say that in the GM?
I would respect someone when they're a straight shooter and they're not going to lie to me or build me up. And then if something go wrong, you're like, oh, we can't win. I just prefer you be a straight shooter. If you don't see me in that light, let me know you don't see me in that light and keep it 100 with me.
He described the man as a good quarterback, but he's not Tom Brady and he's not Patrick Mahomes.
He's not a Hall of Famer. He's good, but he ain't a Hall of Famer.
But it's supposed to be the leader of your team. How do you come out and say that?
You got to keep it real.
That's like saying your fiance is a bad girl, but she not a supermodel. You know what I'm saying?
That's not a supermodel, bro. Because you can feel like everybody else can feel like your wife not a supermodel, but she be like, no, to me she is. Like, I like what I have.
Exactly.
Like, so I feel like that's apples and oranges. But here, you're talking about his play, bro. Like,
hold on, where's the lotto?
It ain't no lie. He's saying facts.
I just think there's certain things in the GM. Like, again, Omar, we talked about this off camera, and before you know this, in the NFL, GMs, front office guys, they do things strategically, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing is done just to do it, right? There's a reason why he came out and said this. I don't know if it's because Kurt's in his last year in his deal and he's trying to let him know, hey, if you don't get it done this year, we're going to the table for somebody else.
You think Kurt worried? Because that's the ultimate businessman right there. Keep going.
That's a perfectly way. Do you think he gets another big deal, Omar Khan?
I think he pimps the system for another listen to me. I think he pimps the system for another $20 million a year deal.
That's nothing for a quarterback.
That's nothing. Yeah. Okay. You got to be like 30.
That's still three times what you was making.
We'll hit him for 30. I say he'll hit him for 30.
No, he's not going to hit him for 30.
I guarantee. Kirk Cousins is that type of player when he needs to hit or play well, he does it. If somebody falls in love with him, he's going to have a hell of a year this year.
Yep.
Weirdly being the MVP run statistically, halfway through the season, he's going to be in like the league MVP running. Yeah. And then the Vikings going to be like, yo, we kind of not going to sign him back. And somebody goes to say, hey. We're going with him. Like,
Kirk ain't worried. Was he worried when he was franchise tagged by Washington 2 years in a row?
Works out for some guys, man.
Was he worried when he hit free agency as the first unrestricted quarterback, starting quarterback that could actually get elite money and force everybody to give him a guaranteed contract? He wasn't worried. Is he worried right now when Minnesota's like, yeah, we're going into the final year of your deal. We're not going to renew your contract. We're not going to extend your contract. We good. We'll see how it plays out. Do you think Kirk is worried? Kirk has made nearly probably $200 million. I'm going to look up his career earnings. And he not stressing it.
Yeah.
Listen, it works out for guys like that. It's going to be a team like the New Orleans Saints next year. It's just going to be like, yo, Kirk ripped it. We kind of need a guy like that who's a vet. It's going to work out for a team, man. Yeah. That's okay. Yep. They're like playoff worthy.
Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm absolutely.
They're not going to get them top two quarterbacks out the draft. It's going to be like, let's go with Kirk.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, his GM didn't stop there saying he's a good player, but he's not Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. He also says that Kirk Cousins goes zero dark LeBron mode in the offseason. How big of a problem is that? Because when, you know, LeBron does it, it's more like in the playoffs, right? He takes, gets off social media, doesn't do anything. He's locked in. But he says Kirk Cousins does that. I don't know if he's trying to reference and say that it's hard to get in touch with him. And again, we talked about this before. Guys in the front office, GM, they don't just say stuff just to say it. They're putting things out there. And I don't know if he's trying to attack his character, saying, you know, he doesn't get together with his teammates in the offseason. But what do you think about those comments from the GM?
I'm not worried about them because Kirk shows up and he does his job. And to add to this conversation, he's actually signed in 2023, $20 million roster bonus, which means he's getting cut or, or traded. Kirk has pimped the system so good. They hold his rights, so they go and barter him and try to trade him or if anything, release him. But Kirk ain't worth
what if he goes out and balls out and they go like
he's got 11 and 6.
I mean, he's on the books for $30 million and Kirk ain't worried.
Listen,
Kirk has pimped the system better than any quarterback in NFL history.
He gonna mess around and win his division and they ain't gonna know what to do.
Y'all go to the bank and get what, 50 a year? Kirk Cousins, boy, I love it.
I love a hustler like that.
I
love a hustler like that. And I say this all the time on this show. I'm disappointed every quarterback didn't follow his lead. Only person follow his lead was Deshaun Watson, and you know he was just trying to.
Revis was another guy that was like that who got the most out of you know his career.
And Brandon, y'all should all the cornerbacks should try to follow his lead. Nobody tried to follow Kirk Cousins Lee, and I'm disappointed because if anybody was going to break down that wall on guaranteed contracts, it was going to be the quarterback position. Because as I say all the time in the NFL, in the NBA and in Major League Baseball, contracts are not guaranteed written. Contracts are not forced to be guaranteed in the CBA. That is just the culture of their leagues. Mm. Y'all have the exact same language and it has to become the culture of the league that contracts need to become guaranteed.
And that's why I think the players took a big step with the Deshaun Watson deal. And I was mad at Kyler Murray for not taking, even if he took one less year, taking it fully guaranteed to push, you know, the envelope forward for players.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT. Savory breakfast burrito or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
The Arizona Cardinals have removed the independent study clause from Kyler Murray's contract. Now, they said, you know, this had been a big controversy and it was becoming a distraction. So they decided to go ahead and remove this clause. And the Cardinals issued a statement on Thursday night. And this is what the statement says. After seeing the distraction it created, we removed the addendum from the contract. It was clearly perceived in ways that were never intended. Our confidence in Kyler Murray is as high as it's ever been, and nothing demonstrates our belief in his ability to lead his team more than the commitment reflected in this contract. Now, before I throw it to my guys,
Talk to me first.
Well, let me say my piece first, Omar. All right. I'm going to throw it to you. To me, this is just utterly, I don't want to cuss, ridiculous is what this is. Like, to me, like you come out with a statement saying, you know, this has become a distraction. So we have high belief in Kyler Murray. My thing is, then why the hell did you put it in the contract in the first place? Mm-hmm. We have so much confidence in Kyler Murray. And to me, we kind of talked about this off camera in the production meeting, though. Like, to me, this was the Cardinals, when they put this addendum in, you know, this clause in this independent study clause in, to me, it was a finger to Kyler Murray, right? Because I think they were up against the ropes, to Brandon, you know, Marshall's point. Like, who else are the Cardinals going to get? Kyler Murray does what most young players do when they feel like they should get paid. I'm going to follow you on social media. I'm going to take all my Cardinals pictures down.
I'm going to reset social media.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals at one point were maybe nervous that he potentially maybe not show up.
Say or he want to coach.
He comes in and holds in, because, you know, that's what everybody does.
That's the hold in, baby.
When they want to get paid. But they were like, well, we got to pay you, but we're going to give you a finger on the way out. What do you think about that, Omar? Kelly?
And it was an embarrassing thing for Kyler Murray. And somehow, some way, I feel like Kyler Murray played the black card, as he should have, because you're not going to see this clause in a white quarterback's contract. And what is the main thing that everyone always brings up about the black quarterback?
The mental part.
The mental part, the mental aptitude.
Yeah.
It's the overt racism, the subtle racism that this league, that just sits in the underbelly of this league and will always sit in the underbelly of this league. And putting that in the language, they took it out. You know why they took it out? Because they saw the ramifications of Kyler Murray pulling the race card.
So you think they thought ahead and were like, he's going to pull this card?
You don't have to. You can just connect the dots. And they saw, there's a team of media relations people who are responsible for connecting seven dots before they connect the seven dots. Yeah. And they realize that this can make us look really bad. Is it absolutely necessary in the contract? No, it's not. Let's pull it out and let's send a statement out saying, that was just our bad and we're sorry, before somebody connects the dots and realizes they did something racist.
Yeah. What do you think about this whole situation, B-Flo?
Before I answer this, would y'all have signed that contract?
Absolutely.
But my thing is,
absolutely. The money's guaranteed, right?
But you know what's interesting? Doesn't Kyler Murray have the same agent as his head coach?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Do you think Kyler Murray even read the contract before?
That's my question.
His agent has to tell him what's in it. And the agent has to say the same question.
You know how many times I've dealt with players who did not know exactly what their contract said?
I don't believe that.
1,000 times.
You believe that? I believe it 100%.
Yes, 1,000
think. I always read.
Sometimes I have to tell players exactly how much money they're making, the real money, not what your agent tells you. And it's sad and disappointing. You're a smart guy, Brandon Flowers.
This is an incentive, though. Your agent is going to tell you about incentive, because if you don't put this work in, they're taking money away.
But so is he going to tell him? Because again, you know,
I find that almost impossible. If it's an incentive, you can get money taken away. You think your agent not going to tell you?
You think he's worried about that little money?
When he got, nobody knows how much it is.
Yes,
nobody knows the exact amount.
It should say what it's in the language, but they had the wording of the contract, so I could try to figure that out. But it's already taken out, so it's probably it's gone. Come on, man. Sometimes guys get all that money. They're not worried about that $100,000 workout bonus in the summer. Think about it, Brandon. When you're making that much money.
No, you're right. I'm signing it too. I wasn't signing it. But
my question is, how much is guaranteed?
160.
Okay. There you go.
So my thing is this, right? I kind of wouldn't care Because if your agent even mentioned to it, like, hey, they saying you just got to study for 4 hours. Like, I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, I got you. Whatever y'all want.
4 hours a week, right?
Yeah. Like, okay. Oh, that's it? All right, cool.
Yeah. And he probably broke it down just like that. You know what? They're just saying you got to study 4 hours away from the facility a week.
Yeah, that's it. It's no big deal. Like, oh, yeah, we're doing that.
It's clocked on your iPad. So you got to just turn on the iPad
and let it play.
Like, come on, man.
But then when the media got a hold of it, right?
It looks bad.
It looks so bad because it makes him look immature.
But why? Does it look? It looks bad on Baker. I mean, it looks bad on Kyler Murray.
Yeah,
but why does it look bad?
Because there's been question marks about his leadership. For one, does he truly study the game? Right, we know he has the instincts. And again, he had the press conference where he came out today. He was like, you know, if you guys think that, you know, I had this much success, you know, undefeated in high school, Heisman Trophy, number one overall pick, took the team to the playoffs last year without actually being a student of the game. He was like, I'm flattered that you think that of me. You think that highly of me. But he's like, of course, this means something to me. And I care about the game. But I think to your point, right, there's been question marks of, you know, what his leadership is like. Does he truly study the game of football?
Does he put the work in?
We talked about it, right?
Earlier this week. On his back.
We saw the miscommunication with AJ Green versus the Green Bay Packers where he threw the interception. Now, was that because of film study and they weren't on the same page because AJ maybe saw something different than he saw and AJ thought he was blocking on that play? I mean, those questions come into mark when situations like that happen on the field. So I think that's why, to your point, people, you know, were appalled or even shocked when they saw that this addendum was in his contract.
But it makes him look bad because what we always say, Kyler started off hot. Like, always beginning of the season.
Yeah, on the stretch.
So now when people caught up to what he does on film, it makes in the fans' eye, it almost makes it seem like, hey, when they start catching on to you, do you watch film to see how now you can counter, like attack these teams? Or do you just do the same thing you do all year and say, I'm going to keep doing it? And that's when they catch up to you. So it put a target on his back, which I thought was unfair, you know, when it comes to just critiquing their franchise player and just going to put a solid taste in their mouth to their fans. So now he got to play almost perfect because even though they took it out, the damage done.
Right?
The damage is done. They should have just left it in and just let it die down, right?
Yeah. The question mark is already there.
Yeah. So I just felt like they put too much pressure on him going into this season that was already going to be there because people was saying, should they re him up? He kind of inconsistent.
Yeah.
I love him as a player, but they just put so much a target on his back.
100%.
Like,
I mean, he's got a lot of pressure. He's not a top 10 quarterback. He's close and he's getting paid like an elite quarterback. So the target was already going to be there.
Yeah.
The pressure was already going to be there. I personally feel like Kyler don't care because his money guaranteed. So,
Let's bring in a caller on this. Ricky from Florida. I know you want to talk about this Kyler Murray contract. How you doing? You on with Iron Athlete tonight?
Hey man, how y'all doing?
Doing good,
Ricky.
Yeah. I feel like they're giving him a lot of money and then asking for like that guarantee. So there must be something within an organization between the coaches, between everybody else. You know that we know a little something. They know a little bit more than we know. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, if you're going to give somebody that much money already, just like, hey, we like you, we love you this much, we're going to give you this much guaranteed money, but do this one thing for us. I feel like, I mean, it's not that as big of a deal that everybody's trying to make it out to be. You know what I mean?
No.
Well,
it is.
Appreciate the call, Rick, and we'll talk about this now. And I'll let you go before, then I'll rebuttal after you say what you got to say.
I love Kyler's play. You know this. I always rave about Kyler, right? I'm like, this dude is a bunch and superstar. I feel like he can be a top five quarterback in the league, right? He just has that spark to him. So I don't mind the contract, right? But if you feel that way and you really care about your franchise quarterback, you pull him to the side and you tell him this. Because everybody knows with your contract, you can look up every incentive, every clause in it, and they're gonna make sure they let everybody know. Like, even if you 100%. you got a contract, like, he got $100 million contract, but you know, he got to go to the Pro Bowl 6 years. Like, they love to dissect people's contracts. So 100%. They knew what they was doing by sticking it to him. And I love him as a player. I feel like he should have got paid because they're not gonna find anybody to replace him and play at that level.
That's not a good reason to get people paid.
At the quarterback position,
you
get
paid what the market says you are, Omar. You know that.
At the quarterback position,
you're correct. Yeah. I don't agree that the market says Kyler Murray is that. I think if Kyler Murray, I think obviously they could not put him in a position to play on the franchise tag twice. Yeah. Play on his fifth year option and then play on the franchise tag twice. if they
well, they still had two more years. He was only in year four this year. So they had a year four and five.
Year four and the fifth year option, and then they could have franchised him twice and played that whole system out. But Kyler pimped the system, which I fully not really.
He would have got way more money. He did. They just learned from the Dak situation.
Yeah, if he like, would
have like, if we played Dak early, man, we would have saved some money on paying Dak. But we and let that's it 100% play out.
What it was,
and then he went to the playoffs.
There's no guarantee.
Like, they learned from that.
There's no guarantee one that that's small. This is where I always sit with these athletic quarterbacks. One, there's no guarantee that your athleticism is always going to be there. Look at Robert Griffin III. And then two, there's no guarantee that when your athleticism leaves, that you're going to evolve as a quarterback and become a true pocket quarterback. Now, I do believe that Kyler Murray is more of a true pocket quarterback than all of these other scrambling athletic quarterbacks, especially Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
So I'm optimistic there. But also there's the size, you know. You know, he's a 5'10" guy who takes a lot of lickings. And
well, he don't really get hit like that because he gets down.
Not really. And Drew Brees only 5'11". But
nobody touched him. Nobody touched him.
He's got to learn that, though. Yeah. It's two different systems. He's two different coaches. Yeah. Like Sean Payton made sure Drew Brees got it out his hand.
I think the reason why he doesn't play as well in the second half of the season or in the final stretch is because his body can't do it.
He's usually hurt.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's a good point.
So that catches up to you after a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I do believe he'll evolve, though.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, Lee J. Dusable, with my guys, Brandon Flowers and Omar Kelly. We were talking about the Cardinals moving the addendum out of the independent study clause they had in Kyler Murray's contract. So we go from Kyler Murray, one quarterback who's often scrutinized, to another quarterback who's one of the best in the league, but has been getting scrutinized lately. And that's Patrick Mahomes. And he's speaking out about being evaluated differently as a black quarterback. Now, earlier this week, anonymous defensive coordinators
talked
about Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. First, he said Patrick Mahomes. These are two different guys. Patrick Mahomes supposedly, after his first read, plays street ball. And then Lamar Jackson, he was saying no matter how many MVPs he wins, he'll never be a tier one quarterback. So today at a press conference, Patrick Mahomes was asked about being evaluated differently because he's a black quarterback. And this is what he said.
I don't want to go that far and say that. I mean, obviously, the black quarterback has had a battle to be in this position that we are, to have this many guys in the league playing. And I think every day we're proving that we should have been playing the whole time. We've got guys that think just as well as they can use their athleticism. And so, it always is weird when you see guys like me, Lamar, Kyler, kind of get that on them and other guys don't. But at the same time, we're going to go out there and prove ourselves every day to show that we can be some of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Hey, Patrick Mahomes said something, didn't he? He said, I think it's weird that it's always guys like me, Kyler, Lamar Jackson, that we have to constantly go and prove ourselves.
Josh Allen's the exact same quarterback, and you never heard this stuff brought up about him.
Or to Pac-Man's point yesterday on the show, he talked about Daniel Jones. Why wasn't he dissected in this article?
Man. Yeah.
You know, I was like, why wasn't Sam Darnold dissected in this article?
Nobody's going to click on it. That's why. That's why. And here's what happens in these. One, the anonymous sources.
That's BS. If you're going to say something
let me explain to you.
Put a name on it.
I understand as an athlete why you have that perspective.
Yeah.
But let me tell you as a journalist why the anonymous sources is very important, because a lot of if you can trace back what that honest truth is or what my honest truth is. And I can tell you exactly how that came about. Probably some old country South Carolinian GM.
South Carolina gonna come after you.
they can come after me. South Carolinian GM who believes in old school football and doesn't think that the black athlete is intellectually as capable at important positions like linebacker and center and all the thinking man positions. When they feel threatened, and this is their opportunity to speak out. And the points that they made are valid. Patrick Mahomes does play scramble ball. Lamar Jackson does play scramble ball. But it's not all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen plays scramble
100%,
ball.
100%. Yeah.
It's not all the time. But you know who gets knocked for playing scramble ball? The people with complexions. And even though it's winning and changing the game, I covered college football in a league where Anquan Boldin was the number one quarterback coming out of high school. I believe you was coming up. You was in that era. Number one quarterback in the nation. Went to FSU as a quarterback. First year, he realized how difficult it was going to be to work his way up and be another Charlie Ward. Look what happened to Charlie Ward. And he and basically said, you know, it's easier at wide receiver. I go do it at wide receiver. And he did it at wide receiver. I covered FSU at the time, which is why I bring up Charlie, why I bring up, you know, Anquan Boldin. But the black quarterback has had to go through so much more.
Yeah.
From the college game on, the first black quarterback who did it big was Michael Vick. I mean, obviously, other Warren Moon. I'm talking about
Randall Cunningham.
But when Michael Vick did it and did it big,
did it his way too.
Did it his way. Yeah. He kicked down the door for everybody else.
100%.
And then there were the Patrick Watts and all these other quarterbacks.
Vince Youngs.
Yeah. Cam Newton. Exactly. Who now they kick down the door and the game has evolved and changed. But the South Carolina and growing up working in, you know, I labored in front office for 23 years. And those people, they don't respect and appreciate the evolution that the game has gone through.
It's completely going that way, though. That's why this is weird, because you really don't have any pro style, like quarterbacks. And for me,
Tom Brady,
but yeah,
but he's only the last,
but the majority are athletic guys.
Aaron Rodgers
is pretty athletic. Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes play the same way.
They
scramble to throw. They don't scramble to run.
Exactly.
So that's why I thought this was weird. That's why I think Pat take it so like. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't scramble to run. I literally play like Aaron Rodgers. Like, my first guy now, I'm going to move around. I'm going to throw a strike
and play scramble ball.
And I'm going to play scramble ball.
He said street ball was the word he used.
Oh, street ball. Yeah.
So I understand. Like, he's frustrated, but he's so professional. And I had a chance to, like, chop it up with him when I retired as a Chief. It's just, he's so wise beyond his years, right? Like, he gonna feel it, but he gonna let it go too. And then he's gonna show everybody, I'm gonna still do me. You're not gonna change the way I play.
Even Lamar changed the way he played a little bit last year. And people still
did.
Yes, he did. He worked very hard to be honest, more in the pocket.
I think he's a great quarterback in the pocket. It's just the offense he runs, they make him run like a running back. So he wants to show people, like, yo, I can throw in a pocket. Let me do my thing.
That game was the Colts when they came back down. I think they were down 22-0, and he came back and led them to win in overtime.
That was the moment where he silenced all of those critics to say he can't do it in the pocket. Yeah. He did in the pocket, but that's not the reason why, you know, he's in where he's at. I've always believed that with the athletic quarterback, they gonna take them hits, and when they take them hits, just like running backs, the body's not gonna do the same thing that it used to do, and you're eventually gonna have to evolve. Can you evolve?
I think he showed that game versus the Colts, he can evolve.
I don't think Baltimore make noise in the playoffs until they get an offensive coordinator that lets him play that type of football. Like, if they keep running them, it's so easy to key on, you know, as an offense.
Is not that guy.
Yeah, let Lamar throw the ball. The Baltimore Ravens ain't gonna make no noise, man. I'm telling you, I love Lamar as a passer.
Yeah, I mean, I just like, to your point, right? I just find it interesting that, you know, this anonymous guy. I also wonder, did this anonymous defensive coordinator get carved up by Mahomes and Lamar Jackson?
He could be
out here hating. But yeah, I think Patrick Mahomes answered that question perfectly. And to your point, before, like, that is what the quarterback is now in the
everybody,
NFL.
Joe Burrow,
and it's
everybody.
Not even skin color. Like, look at, like you said, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen.
These guys can move like that, though.
Joe Burrow.
Look at the playoff game versus Chiefs. Look at the playoff game versus Chiefs. Bro. He was scrambling, bro. And we know Josh Allen's like that 110%. So, like, that literally is where the game is going. So we go from Patrick Mahomes to Tampa Bay, where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers seem like they could lose their Pro Bowl center for a significant time, maybe even the whole season, and Ryan Jensen. Now, on Friday, head coach Todd Bowles informed reporters that center Ryan Jensen is expected to miss months after suffering a knee injury during practice. Now, Jensen just re-signed and got a new 3-year extension with the Buccaneers that he did once Tom Brady came out of retirement. And last year, he had a win block pass protection percentage at 93.1. B-Flow, how big of a loss is this Ryan Jensen for the Bucs?
It's not big at all. You know, he's going to be back in a couple months.
No, I think he's done. You know how it is before. Anytime they don't say that they're good right away, it's usually not good.
Listen, if he can come back at least playoff time, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Nobody's giving the Bucks a run in their division.
The Saints? They beat them every year.
Playoff time is 6 months away. Mm-hmm. Now, I need to know, is it a PCL, an ACL, an MCL? Once I know what that
I'm
is.
I'm just going by the report. Yeah. The reports say months. So
months is a ligament.
Listen,
it's not a strain. It's not a.
Listen, it's just about to be August. Even if he can come back in December, like, hey, you getting back for that fourth quarter of the season. Let's go get your wind up under you. You're at center. Tom will take care of you. Like, it's straight.
This is the issue I have with that, B-Flow. If you look at the interior three last year, now all three of them are gone. Ali Marpet retired. Kappa, I believe, signed to the Carolina Panthers, right? And they traded for Shaq Thompson, right? So you're not talking about continuity. When Tom Brady has struggled, it's always been up the middle, up the gut, right? Now you don't have your Pro Bowl center, the guy that you got continuity with the last 2 years going into your third year. I think this is a major loss for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yes, they have all the weapons on the outside, but if you can get pressure up the middle, no, none of that matter.
Mm-hmm. Tom Brady in this offense with Byron Leftwich will find a way to like stop some of that pressure up the middle. Like, they'll single some guys up on the edge and they'll keep a running back in the chip. They'll find a way. Like, this is a veteran offense right now, right? Yeah. And they got all their pieces back. And you're talking about Tom Brady. You're not talking about just a guy. Like, they're going to be just fine. I know he is a key loss. You're missing a great player. But if anybody can overcome it, it's Tom Brady being with Byron Leftwich, adding Julio Jones. Like, they're going to be all right.
They got to go out there and get J.C. Treader.
Yeah, we'll see if they do get a guy like J.C. Treader, who's been, you know, a Pro Bowl center before, is a really good guy. I'm surprised that he's still out there in free agency.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight Trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.